Hello?
Hi there. I was looking to speak with Devin's mom.
This is she.
Hi there. My name is Ron. I go by Teacher Ron. I'm your daughter's substitute teacher. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I've heard a lot about you.
Oh, that's good. Hopefully, good things.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I wanted to call and say I'm sorry about what happened. Devin told me that her fish died over the weekend.
Yeah, it's been a hard thing to go through, but I tell her it's a part of life, and I know she'll get through it.
Well, that's a good message. Those kind of things can be tough on kids, you know. So the reason that I'm calling is, do you still happen to have it at your house by any chance?
What do you mean? I don't understand.
The fish, do you still have it?
Yeah, we do. We're gonna do a little burial with the family in the backyard tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I was hoping I was going to be able to convince you to give the little guy to me.
What?
Yeah, I was wondering if I could get my hands on that little guy.
You're joking, right?
Well, a little bit about me, and this might sound kind of weird, but I love sushi.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not. You know, I am on a substitute teacher's salary. I don't make very much, and you wouldn't believe how few options there are for me to get my hands on some fresh fish, so.
I'm sorry. What did you say? Your name, Ron, Teacher Ron. This is one of the most inappropriate things I've ever heard. Why are you calling a child's parent to? Do you understand how inappropriate this is?
Well, no, I didn't really find it inappropriate. It's just, you know, I was hoping I could get my hands on some fresh fish. Have you seen market price for fish lately? It's really expensive, so.
This isn't like fresh salmon. This isn't unagi. We're talking about a betta fish.
You know, some teachers want apples, others want fish. I mean, I eat all my students' dead fish. I do.
That is disgusting. Does the school administration know about this?
Well, I don't think they need to know. And you sound angry. Is it the transportation?
I'm beyond angry. I'm speechless. I can't believe I'm having this conversation right now.
Is transportation a problem? Because I can come over and pick the little guy up. I don't expect you to bring it to me.
Okay,
That's a
you
little.
can stop now. You're not getting the fish. You can stop asking for that. Who eats fish from kids? Dead fish.
Okay, Cruella DeVille. Okay, I get it, Cruella. I get
Oh,
it, Cruella DeVille. You don't want me to have the fish.
you're very mature. How old are you? How
You are
old
a
are
bad
you?
person. You're a bad person.
I'm a bad person. I'm a bad person because I am protecting my children from insane people. Yeah, that makes me a bad person.
Because I want some sushi. I hear about some fresh fish and I want it. I'm willing to pay a little bit.
You're sick. You're
I haven't had
disgusting.
betta fish in like 2 semesters.
That's it. I don't want you teaching my daughter anymore. I don't think you should be teaching anyone's kids. You shouldn't be around kids.
Okay, well, obviously you're not going to give me the fish. But your daughter did tell me that your family dog is getting up there in years, so can I call back?
Oh, this has got to be a joke. You're joking, right?
Yes, I am. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your friend Brittany set you up.
Wait, so you're not the substitute teacher? This is a joke?
Yes, this is a joke. Your friend emailed me and told me the story about your daughter's fish and then the weird substitute teacher, so I thought I'd use both of those to creep you out a little bit. Did you really think that your kid's substitute teacher wanted to eat her dead fish?
You had me convinced.
This was a joke and everything, but seriously, betta fish is a prime right now, so if I can get my hands on that bad boy.
God, you are sick. That is so disgusting.